President Trump is weighing whether to offer US air support, potentially including fighter jets, to guarantee Ukraine's security in any future peace deal with Russia. Military planners in Washington and Europe are exploring options for post-conflict security following Trump's meeting with Ukraine's president and EU leaders, which ended with plans for direct talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Steve Holland has more on the US calculations.
One of the things they're not considering is putting US troops on the ground. That idea bubbled up in the last few days, and President Trump has basically shot that thing down. But other ideas that are possible are the United States providing air support for whatever peacekeeping buffer is there along the border. There's also the possibility of supplying air defense systems to Ukraine to protect them from these drone attacks, missile attacks from Russia. Theoretically, if there's a halt to the fighting, these people would be there on a peacekeeping basis.
Another option, according to two sources Reuters spoke with, is sending European forces to Ukraine, but putting the US in charge of them. Whatever is worked out, President Trump will need to allay fears domestically.
The American public is largely supportive of Ukraine, but they're also leery of more foreign entanglements. Trump was elected on one of the notions that he would not involve the United States in overseas conflicts. He has stuck to that, and by ruling out troops, he's trying to stick to that as well. But his MAGA base of supporters, they are really against this sort of thing. So Trump would have to provide them some sort of reassurances that the United States is not going to get into a hot war against Russia.